the now you said bottom
bottom land.
Yeah, you used the expression there when I finished about right on. You said about going right on. How did you mean that? You know,
continue.
Just continuous. Just mean the all right. The bottom land would be the
next to the creek.
Okay, and what about low-lying grassland?
Swampy area.
Do you ever, if you had anything you might call a meadow?
Yes.
How does that differ from?
Well, it was just where you could mow over it and take up the hay.
Okay.
It wasn't swampy.
Now, was there anything you'd call a marsh?
Yes. The swamp and marsh were interchangeable words.
Was there anything you'd call loam? What is
yes.
loamy soil?
It's black, silty, mixed with sand, with some clay, very very fertile.
I see. And then if you were if you had water on the land, you wanted to get it off so you could.
You'd have to drain it.
Yeah. And what would you cut?
Ditch.
Then something like a ditch, but it's created naturally through erosion out of the field.
We call that a ditch too.
Okay. This might be something that was cut by erosion, a ditch cut by erosion. Would that be the same thing as a gully?
No, it has to be the same thing as a gully.
And then, do you have anything that you'd call a ravine?
Yes.
Or a gulch?
No, we didn't ever use the word gulch much in this country. Uh-huh. We have had where it was sides are real steep and maybe 12, 15, or 20 feet, we'd call it a ravine.
Okay. And then a small freshwater stream?
Spring.
That would be about the smallest thing,
yeah.
of running water.
Yes.
And then larger than that would be?
Branch.
Right.
And then a creek.
Okay. Now, what branches are there around here?
Gray branch and rabbit branch.
Now, are those up toward the mountains?
No, they're right down right here. The gray branch is right here, and rabbit branch is all over there.
I see, and that's, and then?
They empty into Cosby.
I see. And then, what does Cosby empty into?
Pigeon River.
Yeah, and then
Pigeon River into French Broad, or Cassick and Empire.
What's that?
That's the French Indian name for French broad.
Casti?
Kanempa. KASIQUINEMPAS.
I see. Now, are there any other rivers around?
Yes, Cobb County has three rivers. Big Pigeon, French Broad, and Nolichucky. Nolichucky still retains its Indian name.
Uh-huh. And does that... That runs down from?
Out of Greene County, uh-huh. down the north edge, northeast end of Cobb County.
I see. how about these elevations of land right around here?
Well, these hills here, what we call mountains, are just about 1,600 feet in elevation.
Uh-huh.
Greene's Mountain, the highest point is somewhere in the neighborhood. It's not, I'm not giving you the exact
sure.
within 40 feet. It's 2,600 feet.
I see.
Right out there in front of my house, it's 1,320 feet in elevation where your car's parked.
That's 1,300 feet.
1,320.
Uh-huh. Now, what is this, would this area be called the Knobs of the Smokies here, or wouldn't you use that term?
Well, I guess you could. You could use it the Knobs and the Smoky Mountain area.
Uh-huh.